You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
100%.
Yes, ma'am. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please get the spelling of your first name?
Dana, D-A-N-A.
And your last name?
J-A-M-E-S.
And a good callback number just in case we get disconnected.
773-577-0073.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to receive the mobile text update on the status of your service today?
Please.
Yes, ma'am. Message and data rates may apply. For security reasons, could you please verify your addresses on your policy?
14100 South Atlantic, Apartment 3A, Riverdale, Illinois, 60827.
Yes, ma'am. Your make and model of the vehicle?
It's a Volkswagen CC Sport.
And what year is it?
2014.
Yes, ma'am. What color is the vehicle?
Black.
Yes, ma'am. And what's wrong with the vehicle?
Okay, this is going to be a crazy story. I am stuck in mud in a cemetery.
Ma'am, no, you didn't.
Yes.
Ma'am,
I'm freaking out right now. Okay,
like, ma'am, is it one of those cemeteries like right off the road?
It sort of kind of is. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. But are you 5 feet away from a paved roadway?
I'm on a paved road. Like, I was trying to go around a pile of water, and then my car got stuck, so I can't get my car out. Like, I have help and everything. It has to be pulled out.
So you are 5 feet, okay. All right, ma'am, let's get this started. Stuck in mud. Yes, ma'am. Today? Yeah.
Today.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember this story, okay, because I'm sitting here crying, okay?
I'm just glad you're not at a cemetery like the cemetery I go to, because it's way back there.
No, I'm right off of a big main street, like actually two big main streets, and I'm like, let me avoid this pile of water and get caught in mud in a cemetery. What the?
Ma'am, you're going to be telling that story all day.
I don't want to, though.
it happens. Let me see what this is.
I know, but like, this is, I don't know, it's just my life, like...
Okay, there's the 15 feet away from a paved roadway. You say yes. Is the vehicle in a ditch? That's a yes. Is it stuck in snow or sand? what do we say if it's stuck in mud?
I don't, sand?
Yeah, wet sand, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the vehicle lodged on a curb or a railway? No.
No.
Okay, this is what it says, ma'am. This is what it says. It says, mm-hmm. Please be advised that we cover the first 30 minutes of service. I guess this should know your insurance company. It says, if it takes more than 30 minutes to winch your vehicle out, you will be responsible for any additional costs. And sometimes they charge you weird, like by the every so many minutes or every minute.
Can you tell me how much it'll be? Because I'm so poor, and I'm...
Yeah, ma'am, you're on the cover for $50, and they're going to have to bring a winching machine out there. So I'm going to have to call and get you some quotes. This is... Yes, ma'am. I know. Oh, a minute. Don't panic yet. You at least first got to see how much it costs, because you still got to move your car.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so we're going to get past this, because I think you're going to give up before you start. All right.
I'm already there, ma'am.
ma'am.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. You want me to continue?
Yeah, because I mean, I really, at this point, I don't have a choice. Like, I just need to get my car out.
Yes, ma'am. All right. You're going to have to brainstorm, ma'am. You can't break down right now, so you're going to just have to think of some kind of way that you can get this done, because this has to be done.
Yeah, and I'll cry after we hang up.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay. Are you going to be with the vehicle once they come out there to get the car out?
Yeah.
Okay.
They only cover $50, and this is probably.
Yeah, but then you don't know yet. Okay, attendant tone, that's a no. She don't need no ride with them because they're coming to get her money. Yes, ma'am. what's the name of the cemetery?
Mount, give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Mount Hope Cemetery. 115th and Fairfield.
And that's in Riverdale?
No, this is in Chicago.
Yes, ma'am. You want, are you thinking?
I'm trying to.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'm going to leave you alone. All right. Yes, ma'am. Because one thing I do know is you can't stop going just because something happens.
I know. I just wasn't expecting this, and then I just know this is about to be $16,000, and I just.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, we got to get past this part. It says, okay. If you choose to proceed, what payment option do you have available to you at this time? In case the service costs more than the benefit would cover, even if you don't get the service, just choose one. Cash, debit, or credit, so I can get you some quotes.
Just debit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, I already have you mapped and located, and I'm going to call and get you some quotes, and I'm going to give you some idea of how much it's going to cost, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, I'll be calling you back shortly. Do not break down. Try to find out something that you can do. You need a plan B and C, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Don't cry.
Okay, I'm trying not to. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.